going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dan, your reaction to Colston Loveland being taken at 10, because it took me back just a little bit. I didn't see it coming. Did you see it coming? And what was the reaction to the media out at Halas Hall?
Well, yeah, I think there's a couple ways you can go with this. I think when you zoom out, which Friday will be all about, is kind of zooming out on this pick a little bit and understanding how Colston Loveland can help this football team become better offensively and make their way towards becoming a championship contender. You understand the fit here. You understand what his value is as a potential weapon in Ben Johnson's offense. In the moment, the pick felt kind of anticlimactic. I think we had a lot of buildup to this particular draft. We had a lot of talk about the Ashton Jeanty conversation. We had a lot of buzz throughout the day on Thursday that the Bears were actively pursuing calls to potentially move up the draft board and make a bigger splash. We had talked about Mason Graham for a while as a guy that might be in play if the Bears wanted to go up and make a move there. And so when the Loveland pick was actually made, it just felt kind of muted in terms of the reaction here. Like, I think if you watch the video from the Bears draft room when the pick is being announced, it was less celebratory than it seemed to be a year ago when they drafted Caleb and Roman Dunze, a year before that when they drafted Darnell Wright. I think the body language of you know, the folks that took the podium tonight seemed a little less enthusiastic, but that doesn't mean that this pick is not super valuable to what the Bears are trying to get accomplished here. And that's why I say, I think there's a zoom out portion of this too, that we'll do sort of gradually and slowly. Did you get a similar reaction that it just felt after all the buildup to what this particular night could be, that the actual pick was a little bit anticlimactic?
Yeah, my reaction, my exact words, let me quote myself because I love quoting myself. My reaction, Dan, was wow. Because for people who don't know, I mean, Tyler Warren was available at number 10. It sure felt like if they were going to go with one of the tight ends, it was going to be the Penn State standout tight end who ended up not going until 14. He ended up, Tyler Warren goes to the Colts at number 14 overall. Yeah, we heard all the Ashton Jeanty rumors, multiple people saying that the Bears were interested in moving up. Jacksonville looked like they wanted to do business with the Bears to move down for the Bears, and the Bears.
Jacksonville did their own business tonight, didn't they?
My goodness, yeah. The Jacksonville ended up trading their pick to Cleveland, right?
All and the way up to two, yeah.
Number two. And so the Jags get Travis Hunter. While we're at it, just so people know, the Raiders ended up taking Ashton Jeanty at 6. I mean, once it got there and the Bears had not done anything, I was not surprised in the least that Ashton Jeanty ended up with the Las Vegas Raiders. But honestly, like, he had on the overall, I like the pick. I did want, when it came to it, I mean, I wasn't hiding it, I wanted the Bears to take Tyler Warren in that spot. But Colston Loveland over the last 2 weeks or so, Dan, did gain a lot of momentum. He kind of came out of nowhere. I was like, I compare it to Cuppy Coffee at the Bulls games, you know, like you're doing the Dunkin' Donuts race and you think
Cuppy Coffee's
a
distant third and Biggie Bagel looks like he's got it, right?
Yeah. And here comes Cuppy Coffee and you're like, oh man. Okay. And you're not unhappy for Cuppy Coffee. You just didn't think Cuppy Coffee was going to get the win. So there are a lot of reasons to like this player. He's interesting. You know, you look at some of the breakdowns and the percentages, and Colston Loveland at Michigan last year lined up in the slot 47.6% of the time, in line or wing 32.5% of the time last year. So he's what you need. He is what you need, that move tight end, that U tight end. Yeah. And this is going to make Cole Kmet better as well.
Listen, the production wasn't eye-popping last year at Michigan at all. You understand, I think he had 56 catches, somewhere around 582 yards, five touchdowns. He missed four games with a shoulder injury that he's still coming back from, which is a factor. Like, there's a real chance here that he does not participate in any of the organized team activities or minicamp, and they're going to have to try to get him ready to go at some point during training camp. So that's no small footnote on this pick tonight. But also last year, the production is you know, lessened a little bit because Michigan was not a national championship team anymore. They didn't have a first round quarterback and JJ McCarthy throwing the football around anymore. And so Colston Loveland had to make the best of what he had around him. I think, you know, it was really back in February you started to hear from people around the league that the Warren Loveland discussion was all just about, like, what is your flavor? Do you want a guy that's a little bit better as a route runner and a pass catcher and a separator, or do you want one of the true traditional rugged tight ends? And obviously the Bears cast their vote on that tonight and said that Colston Loveland was a better fit for what Ben Johnson wants to do. You heard from Jeff King, their senior director of player personnel tonight, and Ryan Poles, the general manager, talking about how this gives them some options now with the 12 personnel groupings that they can put on the field with both Colston Loveland and Cole Kmet and try to create some mismatches and try to keep defenses off balance a little bit with what they do. I think the skill set here is impressive, and it's going to be fun to see how Ben Johnson works with it and tries to turn Colston Loveland loose. I'll give you a couple comparisons that were thrown out there today. You had Daniel Jeremiah on the NFL Network talking about comparisons to Sam Laporta. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's a nice comparison to hear if you're a Bears fan, because you've seen what Ben Johnson did with Sam Laporta the last couple of years, and you say, boy, that would be nice. If they have any parallels at all, please unlock those immediately in 2025. Jeff King played with Todd Heap for 2 years in Arizona and brought his name up as a guy that was able to create separation, particularly at the top of routes, the ability to come back to the football and create distance from the defender. That was something that Jeff King drew on. And then Charles Davis threw out Tyler Eifert, who, when healthy in the early stages of his career, mm-hmm. obviously a guy who was really, really dynamic, got in the end zone a lot when he was in Cincinnati at his peak. And so those are a couple names that were thrown out there as some best case scenarios, or at least some possible scenarios for who Colston Loveland can be.
Yeah. He gets, I mean, when you talk about, like, what's your flavor, this flavor is the leaner body mass. Like, and that's why you see him in the slot more than maybe as an inline guy. Although I noticed that Ryan Poles made a big deal about the underrated part. I don't know if that was his exact words, but that he's a good run blocker, that he's physical, that he's tough, that he's got energy. But he'd also talked about the fact that he gets separation. I mean, I just think that, yes, he will be blocking. He will be in line sometimes. But I do think that this is going to be a pass-catching tight end. I also love we're seeing this more and more with Ben Johnson. It feels like with every player, the mutual love that exists. He was talking about him at his pro day, at Loveland's pro day, and that Loveland said he loved the Detroit offense.
Yeah.
Came right out with it. Both talked about their love for Sam Laporta. Colston Loveland gave a shout out to Sam Laporta. And guess what Ben Johnson says? You remind me of Laporta. So we're not just making this stuff up when we say, oh, you get your Sam Laporta in there and you can look like Detroit. Guess who else is saying that? Even if he's talking big, is Ben Johnson, about his own thing with the Bears, he knows what he can do with a talented, versatile tight end.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.